late teenage when one is trying to lead a full and adventurous life, meaning, and I, in my own case, I can recall, I mean, sometimes on a Saturday I play two games of hockey and I go out dancing all the evening and I'd walk home 3 miles from wherever I happen to be. Now, whether I was, I wasn't aware of the fact that I was underdosing insulin, in other words, whether I had sufficient sugar in the system to carry me over all that activity without passing out, I don't really know, but I did it for a large number of years. And yeah, there were occasions when I had to take dextrosol because I felt a bit weak halfway through the evening. But for the most part, you know, so I took some dextrosol and everything was okay. So it was never in any way a handicap. I've had, there have been a number of instances where I've had what I would call major hypos. Major meaning ones I either hadn't been able to head off by taking, sugar or dextrosol, and just sort of calling them to mind in a fairly random way. I can recall them. I was commuting at the time from Gillingham in Kent to Charing Cross or Victoria every day, and I remember one day travelling up to London, and I just do not remember arriving. I do not remember walking up St Martin's Lane to the shop, top of Shaftesbury Avenue, and moving into the Phillips Building, which happened to be in Shaftesbury Avenue at that time, passing out and taken to the Royal Middlesex Hospital. I don't remember any of that at all, apart from when I came round having had a glucose shot. So how I actually got there is still a mystery to me. Coming the other way, travelling back on the train from London, I felt a hypo coming on before the train left Charing Cross or Victoria, and not having any glucose or any means to treat myself, and gradually sitting through the hypo, sweat pouring off me, until I reached my destination, Gillingham, and then finding the quickest or the nearest coffee bar and stuffing dozens of chunks of sugar down me. So, I mean, those are the two extremes. And there have been others as well, when I've passed out at work and been taken into the hospital, and people coming up to me and said, "Didn't really ask you were a diabetic. How long have you been a diabetic?" So I didn't mention it, yeah. But I had, of course, mentioned it in applying for the jobs, as one must do.